April 4th, 2024 meeting of the Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne?
Present.
Chair Hansen?
Present.
Board Member Klein?
Present.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Board Member Wick?
Board Member Wick is excused tonight.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here.
All right, thank you. Next item is approval of minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes for February 29th, 2024?
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Chair, can I ask a question? I thought that before we've had issues with people voting on whether they were at the meeting or not.
And right. So if that's why I'm going to do it separately.
Okay, you are going to do them separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you were not at the meeting, then you don't get to vote on the...
Okay. I'm going to have to check and see.
Okay, so if, I didn't know if his motion was for the first one or for all of them.
No, the motion is... was asking for, do we have a motion for approval of minutes for February 29th
of 2024?
Okay. That's the one meeting. Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
According to the roll call, I was not there.
Okay.
And I was not there.
All right. So,
Why don't we table this?
Yeah, we're going to have to table this. I know this is going to be a burden for everybody, but this is what we're going to have to do.
There's nothing else we can do.
I'm just kidding. do we have a motion for the approval of the minutes for March 7th of 2024?
Okay. So moved.
Yeah, I second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Okay. Motion passes for approval of the minutes for March 7th of 2024. Do we have a motion for approval of the minutes for the meeting held on March 14th of 2024?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Yes, a second.
Discussion? All in those favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Nay. Say nay. Okay. Next item is communication for information. This regards a complaint received recently, and that's going to be on the agenda for the meeting on May 12th of 2024, but that's on the agenda just for informational purposes. Go ahead.
Chair,
I think you said the 12th, and I think it's the 2nd.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. May 2nd, 2024. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Action on matters still pending, new business. We don't have anything there. Consideration of matters set for a public hearing, nothing. Civil Service Coordinator report.
I do not have a report this evening.
Okay, the next item is Human Resources Director report and request, and Assistant Director Beidelman, you're up for that item. Working?
I'm trying to one next year.
Okay, let's slide over. Okay, thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. Sorry about that. Cheryl Beidelman here, standing in for Director Fritz this evening. We are going to have four items for your consideration this evening. Two of them are requests for extensions for temporary appointments, and two of them are residency waiver requests. And we have our fine HR analyst, Danielle Jordan, presenting all of these to you this evening. You've gotten familiar with Danielle with her presentations. She is presenting part of this on behalf of another analyst who's actually out today. So Danielle, I'll have you come forward and just do each of your presentations for consideration.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. Again, my name is Danielle Jordan. I have the pleasure of introducing Sean Sherrard. who was a senior power field operations supervisor. And Caden Kemp is also here, his employee, he's sitting. You want to wave? who's a laborer for the power generation Nisqually work site. We are here to ask for your consideration for an extension of the temporary appointment for Caden in accordance with Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.710 regarding temporary appointment, which in relevant part states that no position will be filled on a temporary basis or any individual employed on a temporary basis beyond 12 months aggregate time in any two-year period unless approved by the Civil Service Board. Therefore, we are requesting your approval to extend the temporary appointment until October 6, 2024. And Sean is going to talk to you a little bit about Caden. Yep.
Hi, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. Like Danielle mentioned, my name is Sean Girard. I'm the assistant manager out at the Nisqually River Project. Thanks for taking the time to hear our request tonight on this extension. The report we submitted really speaks to the nuts and bolts of the request, you know, the business needs for it. Maintaining continuity for maintenance with the extraordinary work we have going on with the Alder Unit 11 rebuild, and also addressing some of the backlog and maintenance that the delay in that contract has caused. The request also lines up and aligns with and provides a stopgap for our long-term staffing plan where we're looking to transition from a temporary laborer to a full-time ground maintenance worker. But being in a leadership role, I wouldn't adequately be serving Caden or our team at Nisqually if I didn't speak to some of Caden's character. He has an outstanding work ethic, and along with that, a keen interest in hydropower generation and the trades and crafts. One attribute that we've noticed with a lot of our impact players that work at the project is the idea of always looking for work, carry heavy things, right? And Caden definitely embodies that mantra. He's always looking to help. He's always looking to learn. He's always there to support the rest of the team any way he can, regardless of how heavy the task. So I'm obviously a little biased, but Caden is absolutely worth investing in. And that's what the approval of this request would do. Not only would it give a chance to satisfy the unique business needs that we have, but also helps us build a bench and continue to invest in Caden so he can effectively compete later down the road when we move to a more permanent position, and he can compete for that as well. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Do you have a motion to...
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, yes.
I have a question, if I may. you know what I always think about when I see these temporary employment extensions is you talk about down the road. Why isn't a full-time position being offered, and if and when is that going to be offered?
We're currently working with the senior leadership team and generation Tacoma Power to make that part-time 0.5 FTE labor position into a full-time FTE grounds maintenance worker in the 25-26 biennium. So this extension will get us through to October, and then he would be available to apply and compete for that position at the beginning of the next biennium.
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton?
I have a motion if there's no other questions.
Okay. Proceed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the city's request for an extension of temporary appointment for Caden Kemp, laborer, Nisqually River Project.
Do we have a second for that motion?
Yes. I second that motion.
Do we have any...
Don't forget, we have Zoomers here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'm here. You guys see me?
Feel free to speak up whenever you want to. So do we have any additional comments or questions regarding the motion? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The motion passes to extend the temporary appointment of Caden Kemp. And Mr. Kemp, would you like to make any comments at this time?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board, I would like to thank you for considering the extension of my time with Tacoma Power. I love this job and hope to continue working through the fall. I have worked diligently learning from mechanics and utility workers about maintenance and operations at the Nisqually Hydro Project. I have built trust and respect with the crew and management and hope to continue to add value to the team. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. And from what your supervisor is saying, you're a very valued employee of the city of Tacoma, and I wish you the best of luck in securing a full-time position.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again in about 6 months or so.
Hopefully.
All right. I can welcome Danielle Larson. So again, I'm Danielle Jordan, HR analyst with Talent Solutions, and I have Danielle Larson, a division manager for finance, and it's Gretchen.
Gretchen.
And an employee, Gretchen Holyfield, who is a customer service rep tech for the tax and license division. We are also requesting an extension of her temporary appointment through April 20, it's currently ending April 23rd, 2024, and we're requesting an extension, sorry, I don't have my date, until July 31st, 2024 for Gretchen. And I'll allow Danielle to give you some background.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Danielle Larson, the Tax and License Manager. I'm here to ask you for consideration to extend the temporary employee, Gretchen Holyfield, customer service representative tech, to continue supporting the tax and license division through July 31st. Gretchen has been working in our division since April 2023, and she's provided support and coverage while we had two planned and one unplanned extended leaves. We are now transitioning two team members to positions that will focus on project work for an extended period of time, until the same training, and at the same time training new staff. With Gretchen's knowledge of tax and license, her continued work will provide support while new staff are trained in stability for the team overall and allow us to continue great customer service to the Tacoma residents and businesses. Gretchen's hire date in April 23 was right as the CSRT list expired, and she missed the application deadline for the next list. So as we hired two new staff members these past couple of months, she wasn't on that list, so we weren't able to put her into a permanent position. But if we are able to extend her position, we do anticipate another possible vacancy, and then this will provide her an opportunity to get on the current CSRT list that is out for recruitment at this time right now. So thank you for your consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman, that was the question I was going to ask. Seems like you saw it coming and you got there before I could. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Any other questions or comments? Okay. Go ahead with your motion, Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for an extension of temporary appointment for Gretchen Holyfield, Customer Service Representative Tech.
Do we have a second?
Second the motion.
Okay. Do we have any discussion, comments, questions regarding the motion? Okay. All in favor of the motion to extend the temporary appointment of Gretchen Hollyfield, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Nay. The motion passes. And is Ms. Hollyfield here? Would she like to make some comments?
Hi, good evening. Thank you for your time. I'm very nervous, so I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And we're glad that you're staying on. And so I think, Ms. Jordan, thank you for your... Oh, you have two other items, I'm sorry.
Yes. Ms. Todd, you can come on in. All right, so we have another request. This is a different type of request. And so I have Todd Carlson here with me. So we are here to ask for your consideration in this instance for Todd Carlson, who's a financial services manager for the purchasing division of the finance department. We are requesting a residency waiver for Brittany Riolo for the senior buyer position. Todd Carlson is of the opinion that it is in the city's best interest to exempt Brittany from the residency requirement in accordance with Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.450A2. We are requesting that the Civil Service Board extend a residency waiver to Brittany for the senior buyer position. And Todd is going to give you some background.
Good evening, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. As she mentioned, I'm Todd Carlson, purchasing manager in the finance department. Here to ask for your consideration for a residency waiver for Brittany Riolo for the senior buyer position. Our recent senior buyer recruitment led to the formation of the following candidate pool. We had 35 candidates eligible, of which 7 were from the city of Tacoma. We performed 3 rounds of interviews, and of those, we invited a total of 17 candidates to interview, including all 7 from the city. Following the 3rd round, we interviewed a total of 11 candidates, 4 of which were from the city. The remaining 3 from the city either declined to interview or did not respond to the invitation. Role overview. The senior buyer role is a senior level public procurement position that deals with the more complex and high value procurement. And a senior buyer acts as the subject matter expert on public procurement and contracting, and as such needs to be well-versed in several layers of governance, familiar with contract negotiation and administration, as well as best practices in purchasing and ideally in the public sector. Brittany herself was in the 2nd round. We performed 3 rounds of interviews. The 1st round, an internal candidate was selected, and in the 2nd, Brittany was actually selected as the highest ranked candidate, offered a position, which she accepted, but then personal circumstances led to her needing to set that aside. And so we moved on to another candidate, and then now we have another vacancy. And so we reached out to her. Her circumstances have changed, and so offered her the position. So what sets Brittany apart from other candidates? She has several years of direct public procurement experience. Her experience is in the federal space, and she demonstrated through interview concrete understanding of procurement as a whole, as well as possessing the contract negotiation and administration background. Skills and experiences that she has and how they would benefit the city. She will bring efficiency and effectiveness. Her experience will lessen the learning curve and allow her to take on work sooner, which would increase our ability to meet departmental timelines for procurements and also reduce the workload on current staff, allow them a little more capacity to make sure that in-motion projects are well executed. Eliminate some financial liability. Her experience in public procurement and specifically the federal space ensures better compliance with policy and law for procurement, protecting the city from financial harm. We're subject to both state and federal audit, and especially in the federal space, audit findings can result in the city having to repay monies that were allocated. And so her experience should protect us from potentially running into that circumstance. And then also just her experience with contract negotiation will allow her to provide departments good support in executing their contracts and then administering them afterwards. So I appreciate your consideration. Any questions?
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments from the board members?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So I look on the bottom and it says that one of the Tacoma City residents' candidacy is still under review. Is that, are they not considered for the job, or is this your only candidate?
At this point, we've actually interviewed the final City of Tacoma candidate one more time, and we are actually choosing to retire the list. She did have experience in the with purchasing, but none in the public sector, and really didn't have the contract administration and negotiation background that we really need for the senior level. There actually were other City of Tacoma candidates that fell into that same role, and they all have been or will be shortly encouraged to apply for a buyer position in the future. Their experience was really more aligned with that role than the senior level position.
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton.
So if I may follow up on that, are you saying that the seven residents that applied for this position were not qualified for this position?
Yeah, none of the seven possessed public experience, and none of the seven really demonstrated good contract background. And so, again, that would be really more of a resume that would fit the buyer, which is a more tactical purchasing and kind of more of an entry level into public procurement. And so, yeah.
I just have a follow-up. Did the Tacoma residents satisfy the minimum qualifications for the position?
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
They made it through. They made it through the HR, the initial qualification, but then not having the contract background and not having the public procurement experience really doesn't satisfy the requirements.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure we're getting the question answered. My question, I think the chairman asked it better than I was articulating it, but the minimum qualifications are not what you're saying. Is that correct?
I can't remember exactly what the minimum qualifications were. Do we have a spec? I know there's some educational, and then there is a component of it that is is experience with contract negotiation and administration. That is a component of it.
So what I'm asking is the seven residents who applied for this position, were they qualified for this position?
Well, they did not meet the requirement to have contract negotiation.
So the minimum qualifications they did not meet. That's correct. What you're saying.
Correct.
Thank you.
But just to follow up, I'm not sure that I still understand. You're saying that the seven Tacoma residents were reviewed by the Human Resources Department and determined that apparently that they satisfy the qualifications for the position. Otherwise, why would they forward their applications to the individuals who were going to conduct the interviews? That's something that I don't understand. Could you help me with that, Ms. Jordan?
Of course, yes. So sometimes when we have candidates respond to supplemental questions in their application packet, they speak to experience and we review their application, but sometimes the technical knowledge that they possess doesn't meet the minimum qualification. So the department is the one that when they conduct interviews, they follow up on our assessment to determine that the person is indeed qualified for the role. While we always work really hard to ensure that we give them a strong candidate pool, there are instances where there are technical needs for the department that have not been met by the candidates. Whether it's that maybe we need to work on our screening process, which is actually what we actually had a recruitment strategy meeting yesterday, because there were concerns about the quality of the eligible list for the last recruitment. So in our next recruitment that we're getting ready to open up that he was discussing, we've made some adjustments to our supplemental questions to ensure that we only move forward candidates that actually meet their needs. There were a couple questions that we didn't ask very clearly of the applicants, and so then it kind of made it seem as if they were qualified, and indeed they were not. So that's a development that we had to do on our side.
Okay, so I think if I understand you correctly, there was kind of a disconnect between the Human Resource Department and the Purchasing Department, in that the Purchasing Department was requiring the individuals to fill the positions who had more higher qualifications than the individuals that you initially screened and determined may have been initially qualified for the position. Is that kind of sum up what you're saying?
So there's two parts. So it's actually not that they don't meet the minimum qualifications. There's a test. So initially when someone applies for a position, they have to meet the minimum qualifications, and then we put them through a competitive examination process, which you guys are familiar with. So when we do the competitive examination process, they have to respond to questions that are related to the minimum qualifications, and that area that he discussed wasn't included in those questions. So of course, people were rated on what they said, but unfortunately they didn't speak to one aspect, I don't know if that makes sense, of the qualification that's needed for the role. So they did take the test. We have updated the testing process for the next recruitment to ensure that moving forward that we give them strong candidates for their need for the role. So it's something that we did recognize and we have addressed and taken action to make sure that the next recruitment will produce some more qualified candidates for their team.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I kind of was going back and forth there. But I think what you were clarifying was that the minimum qualifications on paper, please tell me.
So try to keep it brief, but so if I apply for a job to be a firefighter, there's a minimum qualification. Say there's this experience or education that I have to have, and then there's also a testing process for classified positions. So in order to determine whether I'm truly qualified for the role or I'm somebody that can work well in the department, there's another layer of testing. You're familiar with like oral boards or examinations that people have to go through. So we have a two-part process. We screen for minimum qualifications, and then we have candidates test to prove that they actually have the knowledge, the experience, or the skills to work within a role. And then they're rated. Anyone who's rated over 70% is passed through to the next step. And unfortunately, when we did our testing for the last recruitment, there were no questions that were related to one of the minimum qualifications, which Tad has brought up. So they weren't able, there wasn't a clear determination on whether those people possessed the skills. And unfortunately, they moved to the interview and then they found out that they didn't have the skills that they needed for their team. So that's the reason why Brittany was the final person who was qualified. And once she's, if we are approved, once she's hired, we're going to go back out and do a new recruitment with all of that in consideration. So
thank you so much for that. Mr. Chairman.
I just have one other comment. To me, it sounds like there needs to be more communication between the HR department and the hiring department, so that because some people may get all excited about being interviewed and not really have a chance for the position. So anyway, that's the only comment I had. Any other comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I've got a comment also. You know, every time we see one of these, you know, the minimum qualifications, has always been an issue. And that's, you know, where we ended. You know, we'd always bring that up and discuss that. And now I'm seeing that's not the end of the story, that there's much more to the story than just what we've been discussing here. You know, I'm not blaming y'all. You know, I'm thanking you for bringing that to our attention. It seems like we've got more work to do. Thank you.
No, I'm thanking you for bringing that to our attention too. Yeah, you know, so appreciate that. And Board Member Sexton, did you have a motion that you wanted to?
I forget.
Okay. So is there a motion to waive the residency requirement or not waive the residency requirement for Brittany Riolo?
Yes, I move that we grant the request of waiver of residency requirement for Brittany Riolo, senior buyer.
Do you have a second to the motion? Do we have no second to the motion?
There's people on Zoom. There's
okay.
Zoom.
Well, do we have, in that case, do we have a motion not to grant the request for waiver of residency requirement for Brittany Riolo?
There she is.
Are you there, board member?
There she is.
Yeah. Okay. Did you want a second board member Klein's motion, or did you want to bring in another motion?
I motion that we can get some more information because of the applicants. There's seven applicants, right? And there's one under review. So I was just wondering if we can get some more information.
Okay. Well, you can certainly ask Ms. Jordan some additional questions if you want to.
So was the only requirement is that she did not have the what was the main requirements that the other candidate didn't have that was from the city of Tacoma? And do you have that information?
Yeah, so the requirement that was not met by the city of Tacoma candidates was the requirement of having contracting experience. So experience negotiating, executing, and administering contracts.
And that's the only requirement that they didn't have.
Correct. That was the one that they did not have that Brittany Riolo does.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any additional questions?
No, that's the only question. I just want to make sure.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second the motion.
Okay. Do we have any additional comments or questions regarding the motion to waive the residency requirement for Brittany Riolo? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes for the waiver of the residency requirement for Brittany Riolo.
All right, thank you. We're down to our final requests for y'all for this evening. So I have the pleasure, of introducing Jake. I don't know where I have her name now.
Werner.
The Assistant Chief Surveyor for the Power Generation Plant. And we are also requesting your consideration for a residency waiver. This is for Brandon Campbell, who's applied for the Survey Technician 3 position. Jake is of the opinion that is in the city's best interest, to exempt Brandon from the residency requirement in accordance with Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24.450A2. We are requesting that the Civil Service Board, extend a residency waiver to Brandon Campbell for this position, Survey Technician 3. And Jake is going to give you some more background on the recruitment and the candidate.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. Like Daniel said, my name's Jake Werner. I'm the Assistant Chief Surveyor for Tacoma Power and the hiring manager for this applicant. Our power company recognizes the critical role of experienced land surveyors in ensuring accurate surveys, regulatory compliance, safety, and operational efficiency. Specifically, the Surveying Technician 3 position within power generation demands a complete land surveying background due to its involvement in Tacoma Power's dam safety monitoring program and infrastructure development. Currently, our surveying department faces challenges due to a scarcity of qualified professionals in the field. The demand for surveying services is high, leading to the reliance on costly subcontracted firms and potential inefficiencies in quality control. After a thorough recruitment process, Brandon Campbell emerged as the standout candidate for the Surveying Tech 3 position. His extensive experience, leadership skills, and commitment to continuous improvement makes him a valuable asset to our team. While Mr. Campbell is not a resident of Tacoma, we believe his qualifications and dedication align with the city's best interests. Therefore, we respectfully request that the board consider extending a residency waiver to Brandon Campbell for the Surveyor Tech 3 position.
Thank you. Board Member Sexton.
Can I ask, where does this work take place?
All over. We have 7 hydro sites and, 220 plus miles of transmission right away.
So when you say all over, you mean predominantly outside the city limits?
Yes, and that's something that we've talked about, and we talked about in a meeting earlier today also, is that we really do work remotely because we live out of our company vehicles on the road heading to these remote sites. So it's rare that we're ever even up here.
I'm satisfied.
Okay. I just had a question. Before I go, is there any other comments or questions from board members? Okay. I noticed that Mr. Campbell, I think you said in the materials, was taking a test for surveyor training. That kind of threw me. I thought that he was a qualified surveyor, and then I noticed that mention of a test for surveyor training, so I wasn't sure what was going on with that. Could you help me with that?
Yeah. So in the state of Washington, in order to actually get your professional license to survey, you have to go through steps, and it goes, which is a national exam. It's a land surveyor in training exam. The LSIT is what they call it. Once you've passed that, then you can sit for your statewide test, which is your actual Washington State land surveyor's license. And he is sitting for that, the LSIT test this spring.
Okay. So I guess your position is he has acquired the experience to be at the stage where he's going to be taking the test, whereas, and I'm not sure the status of the other Tacoma applicants because I didn't get any information. Were they in a similar position to Mr. Campbell in that they were ready to begin that licensing process?
No, not necessarily. It only requires 4 years of leadership, a leadership role in surveying to qualify to take the test. Some of them are technically qualified, but you also have to have credentials signed off from the licensed surveyor that you worked under. So Brandon has all of those credentials lined out for him. So he is above and beyond. Skill set wise, knowledge, he is a plug and play for us right now, which is huge because of how understaffed we just happen to be right now. There's only 2 of us in our entire department to support every bit of Tacoma Power and the other departments. So he is above and beyond the other applicants.
Okay, but the other applicants were at the stage where they were qualified to take the test as well?
None of them mentioned that they were ready to sit for the LSIT at all. So,
did they have the qualifications to sit for the test?
Not that they mentioned in their resume or anything, no. They like I said, you have to get your credentials lined out from a licensed land surveyor that you've worked under for at least 4 years in a leadership role.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you were about to ask about the minimum qualifications for this position. And do they include the surveyor's license?
No, not the land surveyor in training. That was an extra. I mean, he shows above and beyond what we ask for the minimal qualifications.
Okay, any other comments or questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I've got a motion. If you're ready for that.
Yes, I am.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of residency requirement for Brandon Campbell, Survey Technician 3.
Do we have a second to the motion?
I have no idea.
A second. Thanks, Dan. I second that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Board Member Valentine. Do we have any additional discussion, comments, or questions regarding the motion? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. I'm going to say nay to that. Motion passes for the waiver of the residency requirement for Brandon Campbell. And I believe that concludes your role, Ms. Jordan.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time and preparation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I just add that these were all excellent reports. I always get a little upset, you know, when we see those short one-page reports or something, and all of these were very detailed and many pages, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Next item, comments by the public. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Do we have discussion? No. Okay. I think the motion's going to pass, so I'm not even going to have a vote on that.
Yeah, that I second that. Thanks, guys.